Welcome back to the Podcast Daily Brief, your go-to update on the latest trends, tools, and insights in the podcasting world. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod, produced by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, Kenya's podcasting scene is booming, now rivaling traditional television and radio in both audience size and influence. Second, Netflix's venture into video podcasts is being scrutinized as either a strategic shift or a risky gamble. Third, the legal challenges in artificial intelligence partnerships are highlighted in the new AI Council Code podcast. And finally, Barrett Media discusses why radio needs a complete reconstruction to keep up with the evolving industry. Let's dive into our first story. Kenya's podcasting scene isn't just growing, it's exploding. Over the last 2 years, podcasts have transformed from niche projects into a dominant force in Kenya's media landscape, influencing what people watch, how they engage, and even how they vote. A new research report from Odipo Dev titled "The Podcasters Are Coming" provides the most comprehensive look yet at this shift. The report analyzes performance data from Kenya's top 50 podcasts on YouTube and TikTok, comparing their audience engagement to that of mainstream media. The takeaway is clear. Podcasting is no longer an alternative. It's the main event. At Techish, we've been tracking this shift closely. As one of the platforms behind the 24-Bit podcast, we've seen firsthand how podcasts build deep, loyal audiences through long-form, personality-driven content. In our own reporting on Spotify's 2024 trends, we saw that Kenyans streamed over 483 million minutes of podcast content, driven by humor, relationships, and ensemble-style shows like Mike Check, The Sandwich Podcast, and So This Is Love. Odipo Dev's report goes further, showing that creators like Abel Mutua racked up nearly 30 million YouTube views from fewer than 100 uploads, far outperforming traditional broadcasters like Nation Media, which uploaded thousands of videos in the same period but drew less engagement. On TikTok, podcast clips are pulling in even more views, proving that short-form virality is feeding long-form loyalty. The audiences aren't just big, they're highly engaged. The report finds that most podcast fans in Kenya are young and male, with the 25 to 34 age group dominating listenership. They don't just scroll past. They comment, share, attend live shows, and treat their favorite podcasters like trusted friends. That loyalty has made podcasting a magnet for advertisers, political strategists, and donors. According to Odipo Dev, podcasters outperform legacy media up to 14 times in engagement per upload. Brands are taking notice, investing in shows that feel more intimate, authentic, and influential than traditional television or radio. Now, even legacy players are adapting. Broadcasters like Spice FM, NTV, and Radio Jambo are adjusting their sets, formats, and distribution models to match the podcasting aesthetic, informal, conversational, and deeply personal. But as we head into the 2027 elections, the stakes are growing. Odipo Dev warns that Kenya's top podcasters are no longer just entertainers. They're emerging as political kingmakers with the ability to shape opinion and set agendas. That power brings new responsibility to remain credible, accurate, and accountable in an increasingly polarized media environment. Netflix is entering the territory of video podcasts, which could mean a seismic shift in its content strategy. Recently, co-chief executive officer Ted Sarandos said that as video podcasts rise in popularity, some may eventually find their way to Netflix. This move is consistent with Netflix's broader strategy to diversify its content offerings to attract a greater number of consumers. With the inclusion of video podcasts, Netflix seeks to take its place in the growing demand for on-demand, creator-centric forms of content. Sarandos further commented that Netflix is constantly looking at all different types of content and content creators. These days, the lines between podcasts and talk shows are almost totally blurry, and that means Netflix will try to work with creators in as much media as possible to give consumers what they want. This strategic intent behind Netflix's move is clear: to remain competitive in an ever-evolving media landscape. However, Netflix faces significant challenges in this new venture. One of the biggest hurdles is the limitation of discovery. Unlike YouTube or Spotify, Netflix's algorithm is primarily designed for scripted content, which may not create space for visibility for video podcasts. This could hinder the discovery of such content by new audiences. Another challenge is the monetization model. Although Sarando says that the platform has the best monetization model on the planet for premium storytelling, no further details are currently available. This lack of clarity might deter creators from associating themselves with a platform that does not have a clear and favorable revenue-sharing model. Moreover, the fit for the platform is another concern. Netflix has been formatted to optimize long-format, high-production shows. In contrast, podcasts are more informal and spontaneous, which might not directly fit into Netflix's current content structure. Adapting its platform to accommodate these unique characteristics of podcasts will be crucial for Netflix's success. Going forward, Netflix is faced with several challenges for a successful entry into video podcasts, which they must soon address. Enhancing discovery features, clarifying monetization strategies, and adapting its platform to accommodate the special things about podcasts would solidify Netflix's standing as a dominant player in the podcasting arena. In today's segment, we're delving into a fascinating discussion from the AI Council Code podcast, where legal experts Maggie Welsh and Steve Mann explore the intricate legal challenges that arise within artificial intelligence partnerships. The podcast episode focuses on best practices for engaging with AI vendors, which is a critical aspect for any company looking to integrate AI solutions into their business operations. Maggie and Steve emphasize the importance of establishing clear and enforceable contracts that outline the responsibilities and expectations of each party involved. One of the major areas they discuss is data protection. With AI systems often requiring vast amounts of data to function effectively, safeguarding this data becomes paramount. The podcast highlights how companies can proactively implement measures to protect sensitive information and intellectual property in the evolving AI landscape. Another significant topic covered is the ownership of AI-generated outputs. This is a complex legal issue, as the outputs of AI systems can sometimes be difficult to attribute to a single entity. Maggie and Steve provide insights into how businesses can navigate these waters, ensuring that rights and responsibilities are clearly defined. The episode serves as a general guide to understanding the legal landscape of AI partnerships, but they also advise that specialist legal counsel should be sought to address specific circumstances. This is especially crucial as the field of artificial intelligence continues to grow and evolve, presenting new challenges and opportunities for businesses worldwide. Our final story today brings us to a thought-provoking column by Perry Michael Simon, published in Barrett Media, discussing why the radio industry needs to embrace a complete reconstruction. Simon, a veteran in the radio and podcasting world, argues that the industry is at a critical juncture, much like it was when he first started years ago. However, this time, the situation is even more dire due to limited growth, mounting debt, and bankruptcies. Simon suggests that the traditional models and methods that have long been the bedrock of the radio industry are no longer sufficient. He challenges the industry to think radically and start with a blank slate to reinvent itself. According to Simon, one potential solution is moving away from localism towards a model of national stations, similar to the British Broadcasting Corporation, where programming is consistent across regions with local inserts for news, weather, and traffic. He also proposes radical changes to advertising by eliminating the traditional stop sets and pre-recorded spots, instead opting for live reads that are integrated organically into the broadcast. This approach, borrowed from the podcasting world, could potentially increase the value of advertising by creating scarcity and leveraging talent fees. Simon acknowledges the challenges in creating new music formats, as the industry is largely dependent on the music landscape and public taste. He suggests experimenting with playlists and combining genres to create fresh content. Additionally, in the realm of talk radio, he advocates for formats that either avoid politics or focus on diverse political perspectives to cater to different audiences. Public radio, he notes, should be adequately funded and free from political interference to ensure its survival and relevance. While Simon admits he does not have all the answers, he emphasizes the importance of innovation and experimentation. He encourages the industry to let go of its fear of trying new things, as only through trial and error can true progress be achieved. As we wrap up today's episode, Simon's insights serve as a reminder of the need for the radio industry to adapt and evolve in order to stay relevant in a rapidly changing media landscape. His call for bold ideas and willingness to embrace change resonates not just within radio, but across all forms of media. That wraps up today's update on Podcast Daily Brief. If you enjoyed staying informed on the latest trends and developments in the podcasting world, be sure to subscribe or follow so you never miss an episode. Stay connected with the world of podcasting.